like open doors, leading you down into my core, where I become so numb. You fill my soul, my spirit sleeping somewhere cold, until you find me there and lead it back home.
I've kind of dealt with the Trump-Russia narrative, the Russian meddling, a little bit in the first hour. There's a lot more to say, and I'll get back to that. I want to give folks a timeline. It's interesting, you know, what's going on in all of that? It seems clear as you listen that there's definitely an element of what I call the glasnost effect and all of that. What I want to get to, though, is the Hannity-Koppel controversy, because I think it gets to that issue of the glasnost effect. Marshall McLuhan's medium is the message, and so on. At some point, I need to circle back around, maybe tomorrow, and talk about all of this climate change conversation. I thought it was really interesting, speaking of that, that just within the last few days, this week, it was two days ago. And by the way, before I forget, what is it, National Doctors Day? So thank you to all the doctors that actually honor the Hippocratic Oath. But two days ago on the 5, Dana Perino, who I am not a fan of either, speaking of the Trump administration action on climate change, EPA, et cetera, and everyone's, you know, just a number of folks are up in arms, not understanding the issue. You know, we hear about climate change. Folks like Michael Moore saying, congratulations, you know, historians will record the end of humanity as March 28th, the day that the Obama administration rolled back Obama era EPA regulations. And so folks have kind of said, so the end of humanity, historians are going to survive the end of humanity, or what exactly does that mean? Michael Moore is just a blathering, you know, Marxist provocateur, shall we say. Anyway, Dana Perino said, and we need to play this clip, I'll come back to this, but she said this argument on climate nonsense, I would say, has been going round and round. It's been going this way since about 1992, which is very telling. Since about 1992. What happened in 1992, by the way? The 1992 Rio Earth Summit, the first summit of its kind. Maurice Strong's words and all of that nonsense. We'll have to circle back around to that at some point, but folks need to understand what's going on here. They need to do a search for Maurice Strong at the 1992 Rio Earth Summit, find out what was going on. And in addition to that, you know, there's the rewilding initiative that has kind of fallen from public view, gone down the memory hole. Dr. Michael Kaufman did a lot of great reporting on that. there have been a number, innumerable perhaps, bills and initiatives that have circulated through the states. They started at a high level, and since that didn't work, they went down to the lower and local levels in an effort to accomplish this eugenics, technocratic style agenda to cast people in general as the destroyers of the earth, when in reality the folks like Murray Strong and his ilk are actually the folks you could argue are the destroyers of the earth. So the average person and their breath, you know, that carbon dioxide, that awful carbon dioxide, is cast as the evil that's destroying the earth. Anyway, folks need to do their own research on that. We'll come back to that. Murray Strong, The Club of Rome, the books on it, Edmund Rothschild's involvement in gobbling up the world's resources in technocratic fashion. George Hunt, Dr. Tim Ball, I mentioned yesterday the Forbes article by Alex Epstein, brilliant article back in 2015, January, titled 97% of Climate Scientists Agree is 100% Wrong, and his debunking of that fallacy that circulates. It's actually, at the very best, it's 1.6% of scientists agree. Dr. Tim Ball is a climatologist, retired now, as it were. So, you know, that Ross McKittrick and Steve McIntyre's work, there's all kinds of information that doesn't seem to make it into the public consciousness through the mainstream corporate compromised media, which is not surprising, unfortunately. Anyway, I want to continue or get back to the Hannity Koppel controversy, and I want to give you both sides, I suppose, of that controversy, and you decide for yourself. So first up, let's give a little bit of Hannity's treatment of the subject of his interview by Ted Koppel a couple of days ago. Go ahead with that, please.
This all started 3 weeks ago when I agreed to do an interview with CBS Sunday Morning and their special contributor, Ted Koppel. Now, the interview lasted well over 45 minutes, and we discussed in great detail why there's such a great divide in America, in politics, and in media. Now, in my honest opinion, the exchange was actually a very good substantive give and take and worthwhile for any audience to see. However, out of the 45-minute sit-down, well, here is all that CBS Sunday Morning decided to air. Take a look. Honestly, I think liberalism has to be defeated. Socialism must be defeated in a political sense. This is not a... We don't want a revolution in this country.
What more do you want? You got the White House, you got the House, you got the Senate. Okay.
And then we have angry snowflakes, and then we've got a democratic establishment. I say the press in this country is out to destroy this president. We have to give some credit to the American people that they're somewhat intelligent and that they know the difference between an opinion show and a news show.
Yeah.
You're cynical. Look at that. Yeah.
I am cynical because, you know...
You think we're bad for America? You think I'm bad for America?
Yeah.
You do?
In the long haul, I think you and all these opinion
That's sad, Ted.
No, you know why?
That's sad.
Because you're very good at what you do and because you have attracted a significantly more influential...
You are selling the American people short.
Let me finish the sentence before you do that.
With all due respect.
You have attracted people who are determined that ideology is more important than facts.
Wow. It's kind of calling me a liar. And then he's saying, well, you and all these opinion shows, he's giving his opinion. Only 70 seconds. That's it. Ended up airing. Now, I guess people like Ted Koppel feel you, the American people, can't distinguish between opinion and news. It's kind of like Obama. Remember he said people clinging to their God, guns, and religion, or Hillary Clinton who said ignorant, irredeemable, deplorables. Now, beyond this interview being a total waste of my time, it is a flagrant example of what I call edited fake news. Now, remember, CBS News is the former home of Dan Rather. Remember, he was forced to resign after reporting an inflammatory fake news story.
Yeah, that gives you a flavor. You can watch the rest of it if you want. You can find it on YouTube. Hannity Koppel interview is example of edited fake news. I think that's over the top. So I want to give you most or all of the segment that CBS Sunday Morning ran. This is where the controversial interview, the excerpt that Sean Hannity mentioned, came from. It's titled "A Polarized America." I guess we'll wait on that for a minute, but maybe we'll try to do that a different way. Let's see if we can get that to work real quick.
Hare reminds us, the great divide in American politics shows no sign of closing or even quieting down. Our cover story is reported by Sunday Morning senior contributor Ted Koppel.
Increasingly, we Americans occupy alternate universes.
To be honest, I inherited a mess. It's a mess.
No, you inherited a fortune. We elected a mess.
There is very little common ground left, only battling perceptions of reality.
Are y'all happy with the last 30 days?
Neither side seems to have much use for the other, and in this age of the internet and cable TV, very little is out of bounds.
Donald Trump, America's wealthiest hemorrhoid.
Democrats want to dissolve the borders. Is that what they wanted, open borders? Is that what the snake Obama did?
There are legions driving the country further and further apart.
President Trump has still done more for this country in the last 40 days than Barack Obama did in 8 years.
A Pew study finds 81% of voters say they cannot agree with the other side on basic facts, which may owe something to the president's campaign against fake news.
Of all of the media outlets, which one was the worst?
CNN!
Which one?
CNN!
CNN, the most trusted name in the news.
Yeah, just because of the attack of fake news and attacking our network, I just want to ask you, sir.
I'm changing it from fake news, though.
Doesn't that undermine...
Very fake news.
I know, but aren't you...
There's nothing new about simmering hostility between a president and the press.
The president should treat the press just as fairly as the press treats him.
In March of 1974, the Nixon presidency was lurching toward destruction by Watergate, and there was an ongoing tension between the president and the CBS White House correspondent.
Thank you, Mr. President. Dan Rather with CBS News. President, are you running for something?
No, sir, Mr. President, are you?
Noam Ornstein, a resident scholar at the American Enterprise Institute, was then and remains now a student of our political system and our media.
We would watch network news shows, and we would sit there and we would have basically a common set of facts that would emerge from them. As we've moved to the new media world, the more we've got this cacophony of voices, the more you cut through it by basically shock value. And that's why people now are driven not by their own attachment to their own parties. They're driven by a hatred for those on the other side.
Democrats, the alt-left, propaganda, destroyed Trump media, continue to ignore facts and what has clearly now become a political witch hunt. That is
Sean Hannity's television program on Fox has a nightly audience of 2.9 million viewers. He has, from the first, promoted Donald Trump and a highly partisan agenda.
Honestly, I think liberalism has to be defeated. Socialism must be defeated in a political sense. This is not a... We don't want a revolution in this country.
What more do you want? You got the White House, you got the House, you got the Senate. Okay.
And then we have angry snowflakes, and then we've got a democratic establishment. I say the press in this country is out to destroy this president.
Well, the president's real troubles, again today, were not with the media, but with the facts.
It's absolutely crazy. He keeps repeating ridiculous throwaway lines that are not true at all.
I think the president is somewhat indifferent to things that are true or false. He has spent his whole life boasting. He has succeeded by boasting.
They live in two separate worlds, and they don't understand Trump's.
Rush Limbaugh had a lot to do with creating those two separate worlds, but he couldn't have done it until 1987, when the Federal Communications Commission did away with the so-called Fairness Doctrine.
Which was what? The Fairness Doctrine basically said that people on radio and television, if they presented one political point of view, had to balance it with the opposite political point of view.
Welcome to the Rush Limbaugh Program, a program exclusively designed for rich conservatives and right-minded Republicans and those who want to be either or both.
Free of the Fairness Doctrine, Rush Limbaugh and conservative talk radio exploded into a political force of nature.
Now you take conservative talk radio, move that forward to tribal cable television, and then layer on to that email and social media. And all of a sudden, we live in a world where people can get information and believe it's absolutely true and not have to get any kind of opposing point of view. And once they believe it, they will always believe it, even if it's utterly false.
We have to give some credit to the American people that they're somewhat intelligent and that they know the difference between an opinion show and a news show.
Yeah.
You're cynical. Look at that. Yeah.
I am cynical because,
You think we're bad for America? You think I'm bad for America?
Yeah.
You do.
In the long haul, I think you and all these opinion
That's
shows...
That's sad, Ted.
No, you know why?
That's sad.
Because you're very good at what you do, and because you have attracted a significantly more influential...
Well, let me finish the sentence.
Let me finish the sentence.
I'm
before you do that.
With all due respect.
You have attracted people who are... determined that ideology is more important than facts.
It is, says White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer, a media landscape that his boss, President Trump, well understands.
He doesn't conform to Washington norms or political standards about saying the right thing all the time or conforming to this. He understands that he has a direct voice to the American people. He's got over 100 million plus people that follow him on different social media channels when you combine Twitter and Facebook and Instagram.
You've heard the line that was in the Atlantic, the press takes him literally but not seriously, his followers take him seriously but not literally. Are we really at a point where we are being told we shouldn't take the President of the United States literally?
No, I think you should take him literally. The President's very authoritarian when he speaks. He wants to be taken literally. You know, and also you have to understand that when you have 140 characters, that somebody trying to look at that and say, this means the following, is a little bit too much. And so,
that's one good reason for not using...
Well, no, I think a lot of times folks in the media feel threatened by the fact that he has a direct pipeline to the American people.
You want to grab him by the...
Last fall, after the release of the infamous Access Hollywood tape, the New York Times quoted Donald Trump in full, spelling out his obscenities on its front page, seemingly heedless of the paper's slogan, "All the news that's fit to print." Dean McKay, the paper's executive editor, calls it a clear decision.
It wasn't even much of a debate, surprisingly.
If you just put F, asterisk, 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 that wouldn't have done it.
That feels coy. I think that there was something...
Drown.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting GMO free nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family, because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
We are addressing the Hannity-Koppel controversy, so to speak. We gave you Sean Hannity, or at least part of Sean Hannity's perspective on that in the first segment of the second hour. And then we began the CBS Sunday Morning piece featuring Ted Koppel and the Hannity interview by Ted Koppel titled "A Polarized America." We'll talk more about this in a second. But for now, here's the conclusion of that CBS Sunday Morning piece.
It wasn't even much of a debate, surprisingly.
If you just put F, asterisk, 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 that wouldn't have done it?
That feels coy. I think that there was something about the sentences themselves, the force of it, to have the video with him saying it, and then to have F, dot, dot,
JFK just felt like, boy, if I were a Donald Trump supporter, I'd be seething every day. Yeah. I see these guys are out to do him in, and one way or another, it's going to be us or them.
Yeah. I think my job is to ask hard questions about the largest revolution in government we've seen in my lifetime as a journalist. Not to attack them, but to ask really hard questions about them. And also to ask hard questions of a completely new cast of government officials who we know very little about. I think if we don't do that, meaning the press, I don't think anybody else will.
Is there any way that the extraordinarily influential New York Times can help to close the gap, heal the rift?
I don't think it's my job to heal America. I don't think that's part of the life of journalism. Some of what's happening in the country is healthy. There is an ability now for people to talk to each other. We're all focused on the people who say nasty things to each other and who say nasty things out loud. But that's not all that's going on. Call me a naive Southerner, but you can't convince me that this is not a more open, wide world, and that as much as it sort of throws us off our game a little bit, meaning the press, maybe we needed to have ourselves thrown off our game a little bit, you know?
It needs to be said that our bitter political divide didn't begin in the age of Trump, but it has evolved. Last spring, in June of 2016, a Pew study discovered that 49% of Republicans and 55% of Democrats say they are afraid, yes, afraid of the other party. As President Trump might say, sad.
So there you go. There is the conclusion of Ted Koppel's piece, A Polarized America. And I think, personally, and the phone lines are open, feel free to comment, 800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. I think, personally, when you listen to Sean Hannity first and, you know, give him the benefit of the doubt, and then you listen to Ted Koppel's piece, A Polarized America, for CBS Sunday Morning, I think Ted Koppel has a well-observed point, and I think Sean proves it, essentially. So, like I said yesterday, yes, while Sean Hannity has a point, so does Ted. And so as far as that goes, as far as Ted Koppel is concerned, Sean Hannity, yes, you're not wrong, Sean. And Ted and CBS are clearly biased in some cases. But neither is Ted, and so are you. In other words, Ted's not wrong, and you're biased too, Sean, clearly, in some cases. In other words, Ted has a valid point. And in the context of Marshall McLuhan's Medium is the Message, Sean Hannity shows, like all the others, frankly, are a cross of brain candy and bias, effectively dumbing down America and damaging the American psyche at large. I think Ted Koppel had a point, you know. Americans are afraid to talk to one another, and that not by accident. Stick around, I'll be right back after a short break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit
heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting GMO-free nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family, because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game, at the top of your game, with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
Welcome back.
Beyond the suns that guard this roost, beyond your flowers.
Bottom of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast, this Thursday, March 30th, 2017. We played the piece titled A Polarized America. I think Ted Koppel raised some great points, that it was very provocative. And the description of the piece briefly states this: increasingly, we Americans occupy alternate universes with very little common ground, only battling perceptions of reality. Only battling perceptions of reality. And perception in a post-truth era, which I'm surprised they didn't mention, is everything, apparently. A Pew study finds 81% of voters say they cannot agree with the other side on basic facts, and even goes further, as you heard in the piece, stating that about half of Republicans and Democrats are afraid to even talk to one another. And in this age of the internet and cable TV, very little is out of bounds. As you know, that's very unfortunate. Again, back to virtue, morality, and religion. Ted Koppel talks with Fox News host Sean Hannity, New York Times executive editor Dean Baquet. And Baquet reminds me of kind of an Alinskyite, Obama-esque figure. But I digress. White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer. Speaking of Spicer, did he say authoritative? I was wondering if that was a Freudian portmanteau. Authoritative. Twice. Authoritative. Authoritarian and authoritative, which harkens back to Hayek's The Road to Serfdom, Chapter 10, perhaps, but I digress. And Norm Ornstein of the American Enterprise Institute about the state of political discourse today. So it was a good piece. I think it's very provocative and well-observed, very prescient. And in deference to CBS and their bias, I believe they're one of few, if only, that covered the Monsanto issue earlier this month on CBS This Morning. Their headline, Monsanto accused of trying to hide weed killer Roundup's danger. Why is this such a hard story to cover? We should play that clip. Maybe we'll do that later. But a product that's been banned in several countries around the world, Roundup and GMO, obviously the world's getting wise to this. Why in America are we not? I've talked about this many times. I always point to Dr. Stephanie Sennis' research. My favorite, perhaps, piece that she's done a number of videos and things, but I think the description, the abstract from her 2013 study in cooperation with Anthony Samsel titled Glyphosate Suppression of Cytochrome P450 Enzymes and Amino Acids, Amino Acid Biosynthesis by the Gut Microbiome, Pathways to Modern Diseases, as part of a series. The abstract is brilliant, but there's also an article by Dr. Mercola back in 2013, June of 2013, titled Monsanto's Roundup Herbicide May Be Most Important Factor in Development of Autism and Other Chronic Disease. That's a great article. It includes a video interview of Dr. Seneff. And as I always say, she is one of the most qualified people, if not the most qualified, to do the research she's done. She was asked by a friend personally over a decade ago to look into vaccine autism connection. And her background is both computer science and biology. In other words, she knows what to look for and knows how to look for it. She has the perfect background to do the research that she's done. She had a personal reason to start investigating, and her research led her to glyphosate as a primary cause, directly or indirectly, for virtually every disease we face in the Western world, every major chronic health condition. And speaking of that, just briefly from the study that I mentioned, from the abstract, these words, glyphosate, the active ingredient in Roundup, residues are found in the main foods of the Western diet, comprised primarily of sugar, corn, and soy and wheat. Glyphosate enhances the damaging effects of other foodborne chemicals and residues, environmental toxins, foodborne chemical residues and environmental toxins. Negative impact on the body is insidious and manifests slowly over time as inflammation damages cellular systems throughout the body. How many times have we heard about inflammation in various areas of the body? Consequences. Yes, what are the consequences? Consequences are most of the diseases and conditions associated with a Western diet, which include gastrointestinal disorders, obesity, diabetes, heart disease, depression, autism, infertility, cancer, and Alzheimer's disease, to name a few. And they explain the documented effects of glyphosate and its ability to induce disease. And they show that glyphosate is the textbook example of what they call exogenous semiotic entropy, the disruption of homeostasis by environmental toxins. And I would simply add from the Mercola article that the article points out glyphosate sprayed on conventional and genetically engineered crops. And by the way, Roundup is used as a desiccant, they say these days, but really it's sprayed so heavily. A desiccant means that it's used to dry the crops out, but it's sprayed so heavily that it actually kills the crops in many cases, which is why it starts drying. It's dead. So you're using a weed killer to kill the wheat, for example, the GMO corn, to harvest it, a weed killer. But the point that folks don't realize, gluten intolerance, lactose intolerance, it all ties back to glyphosate. The feed that the cows eat is obviously laced with glyphosate and so forth. It gets inside. So from the Mercola article, glyphosate sprayed on conventional and genetically engineered crops actually becomes systemic throughout the plant. So it cannot be washed off. It's inside the plant. For example, genetically engineered corn has been found to contain 13 parts per million of glyphosate compared to zero in non-GMO corn. At 13 parts per million, GMO corn contains more than 18 times the safe level of glyphosate set by the EPA. And who can trust the EPA? So, I mean, think about that. Organ damage in animals has occurred at levels as low as 0.1 parts per million. If that's not reason enough to become a label reader to avoid anything with corn in it, such as corn oil or high fructose corn syrup, I don't know what is, the article continues. So this is why I say and have said for a long time, I think we don't need GMO and organic labeling and all of that. I could even do without the nutritional alleged information. I don't really think it's, you know, how many calories? All calories are not created equal. I think we should just have a big dial called a glyphosate meter. Wouldn't that be fun? Here's what the EPA considers safe, and who can trust the EPA? And this has 18 times the safe level. Wouldn't that be fun? How many people would buy that product? Let's start, if we're going to be plagued by Bernaysian propaganda, let's start using it for some productive use. Anyway, so that's that. Let's go to the phones real quick and grab Steve in California. Steve, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Pronounce it. I like the label thing. If you can't pronounce it, you probably shouldn't be putting it in your body, for one thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
But, yeah, I just wanted to go back. There's two little items I wrote down here. I talked about mainstream media, about what's news and what's opinion. You notice that CNN, you know, came after Trump, attacked him, and tried to use the label method to shut him down and actually stop the use of the word fake news. And I thought it was kind of comical that they actually tried to assimilate and say that if you say fake news, that equals the same as saying the N-word. I found that quite comical, of someone saying, if you say fake news, that's like using the N-word on a black person. That's one way they work to shut you down. But I did want to go back on the topic of the global warming hoax, and that I had the chance to sit down and interview Lord Christopher Monckton. And he's on a speech tour right now. If you check on the website there, you should be able to find some YouTube stuff. He's talking about the fraud science, the fake science in that the U.S. is using on their fraud of global warming. And he mentioned something at the very end of his lecture. If you ever hear these words or see it in print or hear it, you'll know that it's fraud. And the phrase is, the science is settled.
Right,
if you ever hear the
exactly.
science is settled, you know you're being lied to. It's not real science. It's junk science. It's been cherry-picked. And I believe his lecture is on YouTube right now. You can probably find the most current lecture on the fraud of global warming by Lord Christopher Monckton, who was one of the advisors to Margaret Thatcher, a very intelligent man. So I encourage your listeners to check that out if they can. Lord Christopher Monckton, Fraud, Science, Global Warming Hoax.
Yeah. Yeah. When I hear the science is settled, again, that always reminds me. To me, it's synonymous with the OJ defense. Absolutely 100% not guilty. Why you got to do that? You know, the science is settled. So the earth is flat, you know, and Christopher Columbus, whatever, you know, that old story. Yeah. But it really, you know, why is it necessary to say that? To obviously in an effort to shut people down.
Exactly.
So, and
you know, I was kidding
usually,
around with John Stadler the other day that when you talk about like in advertising versus you know, advertising or just fake news itself, in that there was a commercial many, many years ago. I don't think they do it anymore, but it was something trying to convince you from the American Dentistry Association that this chewing gum was basically accepted by 4 out of 5 dentists recommend this chewing gum. And that's the same thing, 4 out of 5. Well, I want to hear from the 5th guy who doesn't agree. I want to hear what he has to say. He may be the smartest guy in the group. So I think about that stupid commercial they used to advertise on TV, 4 out of 5 dentists recommend. I want to hear from the 5th guy. What's he say about this?
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
I completely agree. You know, speaking of the fake news narrative too, and kind of the echo chamber, maybe we can find it and play it. I'll see if we can. Greg Gutfeld on the 5 earlier this week, I think, was pointing at Chuck Schumer's absolutely ridiculous remarks and how many lies he told in under a minute. And they really were just flat untruths. I mean, they're complete fabrications. And this is something that the American people are getting used to. When you have people at the highest levels of leadership in America, like a senator, Chuck Schumer, saying what he says on a continual and regular basis, what are we supposed to expect, you know, in a post-truth era? I mean, I'm kind of surprised sometimes that things aren't worse. I guess it's no surprise then that we see the controversy of, you know, for example, the opioid epidemic is in kind of in full view in the last few days and probably will be for a few weeks at least. But Donald Trump says he wants to give the American people greater access and affordability to prescription drugs. And at the same time, he wants to fight the opioid addiction. But he talks about when he was talking about that yesterday, he talked about the border issue and the drugs aren't coming in. Well, the drugs aren't coming in from the borders. It's the prescription stuff that is the issue when it comes to the opioid epidemic. And so, again, you know, the absolute logical fallacy in that should have people shouting from the rooftops. You know, why are you talking about the border when it's a prescription drug epidemic? And why are the drug manufacturers so heavily insulated from direct litigation? You know, when we see that yesterday's wonder drug is tomorrow's class action lawsuit, almost without exception. It just doesn't make any sense.
Hey, well, one last thing, Chris. I don't know if you talked about it yet, but the CDC, I guess 2 days ago, came out and said that 89 million Americans admitted this, that 89 million Americans were exposed to cancer-causing agents, I guess, in the polio vaccine that was given in between the 1950s and 1960s. I don't know if you talked about that at all. The CDC admitted that.
No, I haven't talked about that.
I actually
that
sent
yet.
That to John Stadmiller. It may be on the website now, but it's CDC admits 89 million exposed to cancer through polio vaccine. You may want to Google that one.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's, you know, again, I mean, that should have people, most people who are unacquainted with that information, absolutely outraged. Why we're not, you know, same thing, Roundup, Chuck Schumer lying. I mean, all of it should stop immediately. We need to come to our senses in America before we're entirely lost, if we're not already. Thanks for
it would be a good time to dismantle the CDC, don't you think? Good time.
Absolutely.
To dismantle the CDC, get rid of it.
Absolutely. Yep. No
hey, thanks,
doubt about
Chris.
It. Sooner the better. Thanks, Steve. Appreciate your call, as always. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back after this short break.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
End time is not what you thought. In their new book, 122436, authors Mike and Cheryl Gilmore bring forth a startling new idea on the beginning of humankind, how life begins on Earth, and when our Creator concludes this age. In the book, 122436, three small groups of individuals, separated by thousands of miles, discover together the answers to the beginning of our universe and all the life it contains. Mike Gilmore is the author of 5 Levels of Power novels and the Sled Investigation series. Cheryl Gilmore is current state director in South Carolina for MUFON and brings a lifetime of experience with UFOs and related fields. As a team, their new book about life in the near future on Earth sets aside most people's religious and scientific beliefs. Available exclusively on Amazon in softback for $8.99 or the ebook price for only $2.99. Remember, Amazon softback $8.99, ebook only $2.99. 122436. Get your copy today.
Thank you.
Hi, welcome back. I want to give you a snippet of the clip that I was talking about. Greg Gutfeld on The Five talking about Chuck Schumer, and as Gutfeld said, when he speaks, count the lies. Here's a little bit of that. Go ahead, please.
Funding for more immigration agents and for the wall, too. That's about as surprising as Dana posting a dog picture. It's the same old stick. Take a good idea like improving the border and then recast it as widespread intolerance. Here's a game for everyone. When Schumer speaks, can you count the lies?
President's immigration policies are destroying local economies, causing chaos and panic in families and communities who have done nothing wrong. By using racial profiling and fear-mongering to target law-abiding immigrants, the Trump administration is putting people with a traffic ticket or a status violation in the same category as serious violent criminals.
All right, Chuckles, that was quite a lifecta. Trump's policies are destroying economies. He's employing racial profiling. He's targeting legal immigrants. There were more there, but I couldn't keep up. He should change his name to Upchuck, given all the lies he throws up. The economy's
That's
fine,
enough.
Employment's down.
Give you an example, kind of validating. You know, if you look at it the way that Greg Gutfeld pointed out, it's true. Schumer's statement is just filled with logical fallacies and outright untruths. You know, the conflating of legal and illegal immigrants, the conflating of racial profiling with immigration policy and so forth. We're running out of time, but hopefully you get the point. And this is becoming the norm in America, unfortunately, in a post-truth era, the sad reality. Anyway, let's go back to the phones real quick. And speaking of phones, we haven't heard from Renee in North Carolina in a while. If you're out there, Renee, feel free to call in. Sometime people want to know that all is well with you. So we all want to know you're okay. Let's go back to the phones and grab Wes in Idaho. Wes, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Wanted to draw attention to a vaccination protest tomorrow in Washington, D.C. There's going to be a big march and protest. Robert Kennedy's going to speak. The guy that did the film Vaxxed, A Big Tree, is going to be there as well. I just called my congressman and want to see Reagan's vaccination tax injury act repudiated. I mean, that gives the vaccination companies scot-free. They can put cyanide in the vaccinations and they're not held accountable because of this Reagan Vaccination Injury Act. I called my congressman and boy, I tell him what I felt about the subject. Nobody should be held. Everyone should be responsible. You go 5 miles an hour over the speed limit, you don't even have a victim, and you end up paying a fine or, well, heck, go to jail. Anyway, that's what I wanted to point out.
Thanks, Wes. And Ray Kurzweil talking about how vaccines are hacking the body is, yeah, absolutely. Very informative. Thanks. That'll do it for today. Take care. God bless. We'll catch you on the other side.
35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.